Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Happy early Thanksgiving to everybody. We just finished up with Nick Caserio, Texans GM. We went about 35 minutes with him. You can listen to that on the app, on the Rewind feature. You can listen to it on our podcast, the Payne and Pendergast podcast. Is blowing up. It's doing good. But be one of the subscribers. Be one of the many. We appreciate you. Speaking of podcasts, my co-host on my other podcast is John McClain, the Utopia Football Podcast. He's a Hall of Famer. Not sure if you've heard of him, but John McClain, he's our senior Texans columnist at SportsRadio610.com and GallerySports.com, and he joins us right now. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. And speaking of Thanksgiving, while you guys are sleeping in the morning, I will be on Sports Radio 610 with Brandon Scott for 5 hours from 6 to 11. And I've never done more than 4 hours, which is rare. I've subbed a couple of times, but we're going to do five going right up to the start of the NFL games. And it's the best slate of NFL games that I can remember top to bottom. And so I can't wait, and I'm looking forward to being on with Brandon. And anyway, you guys did a good job with Caserio.
Oh, thank you, John. What jumped out at you in that interview?
Well, one thing, I've said this before, Kamu Grugier-Hill was cut because he wasn't playing well. He continued to make the same mistakes. Some national guy put out there that he asked for his release, which came to me would be given by an agent who didn't want to admit the guy got cut for the reasons he got cut. And then listening to Nick talk about that, I wanted to say, okay, Nick, explain it to us, because he's talking about inaccurate reporting. Well, that was the inaccurate reporting on Grugier-Hill. And he just was cut because last year he made plays and did well, and this year he was bad.
Yeah, no, he was. John, we're waiting on news for the quarterback position here with the Texans. Davis Mills. We asked Nick right out of the shoot, do you anticipate a change at quarterback? Did anything he say there move you one way or the other as to what you think is going to happen? And what do you think is going to happen with this?
Well, they should bench Davis Mills. I've been saying that for the last 3 weeks because he's been terrible. And I think a big part of that's Pep Hamilton. And I would start Kyle Allen against the Dolphins. And then I would give Pep Hamilton another game to call plays and run this offense. And if it continues to be so bad, I'd give the play calling to somebody else. Maybe Ben McDaniels, passing game coordinator and receivers coach. But this is the worst offense I can remember seeing since I've been covering football in Houston. And it's been terrible. And Mills is I think I wrote this in my observations on SportsRadio610.com, which is up posted now, that he's gone so far backward, he's fallen off a cliff. And he has. And the only difference is he's got a running game he didn't have last year. And he's got Pep Hamilton as his offensive coordinator calling the plays, and both of them have been bad. And listening to Lovie Smith tap dance on it and Caserio tap dance on it, it makes me think there's a good chance Kyle Allen's going to play in this game. The key is, will Lovie tell the media today, or will he try to keep it a secret all the way up to game time?
Yeah, that's where we talked about that earlier, where the likelihood of keeping a secret all the way to game time is not very good. But if you try to keep it secret just to not give the Dolphins that advantage, what's the over-under on, like, day of the week that it would end up leaking? Like, could they keep it a secret until Friday even before it leaked?
Well, in the whole scheme of things, you know, the Texans are way down at the bottom as bottom feeders when it comes to information, because people just don't care nationally.
I mean, as far as the media, like, reporting stuff about them?
Right. And so I think this, once he takes – if he is elevated, he'll be taking first-team snaps today. The players will know it. They'll tell their agents, and then their agents will leak it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, John. Just what effect do you think Kyle Allen has, I guess, from a standpoint of being able to evaluate other players? Like, what's the benefit of putting Kyle Allen in there right now, other than he's not Davis Mills?
Just to make a change, because that offense is so pathetic. You know, it's pathetic. I don't know how else to, anybody that watched it has watched it. The bad halves, to be unable to put four good quarters together. Now, we know the team's bad. We know the team was going to be bad. But I picked them to go 6-11. And right now, I don't know if they can beat anybody, maybe Jacksonville here. And there's the question is, will Lovie Smith get fired? I can't imagine they bring Pep Hamilton back with a first overall pick at quarterback coming into this system. I think if Lovie's back, he's going to have a new defensive coordinator from outside the organization. But if they keep playing the way they did against Washington, I think they'll clean house. And I'm eager to see if, you know, some of the throws, the pressure, when you get beat, there's nothing the quarterback can do about that when it's so bad like it was with Jonathan Allen and Kenyon Green. But maybe some of the throws that Mills missed, throwing it too low, throwing it too high, throwing it behind him, maybe Kyle Allen be a little more accurate, because Mills was hitting those throws down the stretch last season, but he's not hitting them this year for whatever reason. And I think, you know, I'm sure he wants to play, but when he's over on the sideline, it would be a relief, as it was last year when he got beat up as a rookie and they put Tyrod Taylor back in. And I think at this point, there's no way Davis Mills is going to be a starting quarterback next year unless they want to put him in the first couple of games and then bring the rookie in. Not many rookies start from the get-go anymore, especially if you got a bad team. But Texans have more talent on offense than they do on defense. There's still some things they need. And one of the first things, they need a center. And then they're going to need a tight end. They need a big play receiver. But the bigger needs are going to be on defense, starting up front.
What do you think, like a team like the Jets, who could, you know, use a different quarterback than the guy they drafted really high just a couple of years ago, what do you think their strategy is this offseason? Do they go after a Derek Carr?
I think this, when you draft a quarterback that high, second overall, and he flashes a little bit as a rookie, and then he's really bad this year, is it him? Is it the coaching? Is it the system? Did they change anything? I think when a quarterback gets drafted that high, he gets at least 3 years. And then it sets the team back. Like, if Nick Caserio doesn't make the right pick in this draft, it'll ultimately cost him his job. Mm-hmm. And if they don't make the right pick, that'll set him back another 3 or 4 years. And I think with the Jets, they got it going on defense. They had a good running game. They lost Breece Hall. That was a terrible loss for them, but my God, Zach Wilson has been awful. He's got good enough receivers, and then he did not handle that post game well Sunday when he said he didn't let the team down. When a quarterback, and you know this, Seth, you always want the quarterback to take the blame, even if he doesn't deserve it, and let everybody else off the hook. That's why he's the quarterback. That's part of it. I use this, I think, maybe with Sean on our Utopia podcast, I used to see Warren Moon have interceptions bounce off the receiver's hands, hit him in the chest, and he always took the blame for him. He didn't want those guys to get any more criticism than they always were. And Zach Wilson didn't handle that well. And I'm hoping behind the scenes, if you're a Jets fan, you hope that Wilson handled it a whole lot better than he did publicly.
I was just thinking about this when you guys were talking about Zach Wilson there. You know, you get to thinking about this 2021 rookie class of quarterbacks. What if, John, what if Jimmy Garoppolo wins a Super Bowl in San Francisco, and then they bring him back, they re-sign him because now he's a Super Bowl champion, and Trey Lance all of a sudden is up on the block? I wonder what Nick Caserio's scouting report was on Trey Lance. Trading like a third rounder or a second rounder for Trey Lance, could that be a quarterback solution?
Anything's possible, but I would imagine he's going to draft one because when Trey Lance has played, he didn't like light it up. He beat the Texans last year, but they were in it in the fourth quarter before the 49ers pulled away. And he just, you know, we saw him in his start in preseason, and he didn't look good against the Texans. And so they went back to Jimmy G. Jimmy G's unrestricted. And
yeah.
You talk about back trying to maximize his opportunities financially, he's doing that. You know, after everything the 49ers put him through, would he want to go back there if they wanted him, or would he say, screw you and go somewhere else?
Well, and which, by the way, he negotiated a no franchise tag clause in that contract, too. So,
right, he's an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, this is how just strange is the saga of the 49ers. And it's like the perfect illustration for how I don't think anybody knows anything about NFL quarterbacks anymore. John Lynch traded a boatload to get Jimmy Garoppolo, ended up giving up on Jimmy Garoppolo and trading for Trey Lance. They find themselves back with Jimmy Garoppolo and ultimately might end up losing a guy that they actually really want in Jimmy Garoppolo at the end of the year. And I still don't want to be the team that takes Jimmy Garoppolo because he gets injured too much.
Yeah, and he could still get injured this year. And I've said this for decades, and I'll still say it. When a player has the best year of his career and stays healthy in a contract year, if he's had issues before and injury issues, I'm always very suspect. Kyle Shanahan, who has it in his contract, he has final say on all decisions, fell in love with Trey Lance, gave up 3 ones, got one back, so ultimately it cost him 2 ones. And maybe next year, if Garoppolo plays well and leaves, he is really on the block because everything will hinge on Lance's development in his third season. And if he doesn't do well in a third season, I don't know if you can be stubborn enough to try to make it 4. But, boy, Shanahan saw so much in him that others didn't enough to trade what he traded up to get him. And everybody says Garoppolo's a great guy. Good for him. Good for him playing well. 49ers, they're as good as any team in the NFC. Any team could win the NFC. And it's fun to watch them and Garoppolo stick it up there, you know what, with his performance after they didn't want him. Didn't even have him on the same practice field for a long time because they didn't want him getting hurt because they wanted to trade him.
You know, John, when I was reading a piece about Jim Crane and what he's going to be looking for in GM candidates, and there was an executive that said, well, you know, Jeff Luhnow had sued the Astros, and most teams don't like bringing back players who have sued – they're bringing back people who have sued them. And there's multiple other reasons, including Jeff Luhnow saying he didn't want to be a GM again. But In the Texans scenario, I think where that's relevant, and I'm curious to get your take on this, is that D'Amico Ryans did sue the Texans a few years back for unsafe working conditions because of the field conditions. Do you think that would factor in at all into a head coaching search if D'Amico Ryans was potentially a candidate or would be ruled out as a candidate?
Absolutely not. The McNairs would not let something like that stand in the way. And that was suing the Texans, but and I don't know how that came out. You know, Caserio will hire the coach, and the McNairs will sign off on it. But if they did want to hire D'Amico, and I'm guessing they're not going to hire a second consecutive defensive coach when the time comes, but if they did, that would not be any issue at all.
John McClain, the Hall of Famer. John, what do you got going on your various platforms?
I am writing a column and about the Texans for Gallery Sports, and I'm going to use a couple things Casario said with you guys. And thanks for getting that interview. And I've got my observations up about quarterback change, Lovie Smith, Pep Hamilton on sportsradio610.com. And I know you guys will be up at 6 as always, turning on 610 in the morning so you can hear Brandon Scott and me for 5 hours.
John, I know you're joking about that, but I can say as somebody who's done morning radio for 3.5 years now that like it's really hard to not wake up at 4:30 in the morning on a weekday, even when you have the day off. Like you're just it's going to take a lot of alcohol to keep me passed out at 6 a.m.
I haven't slept past like 5:45 in maybe 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely.
I would guess. Well, maybe there was one or two off, but yeah.
Well, when you guys are drinking your coffee, you know where you can turn to get the best sports information, and that's from Brandon Scott on Sports Radio 610. Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families and everyone who's listening.
John, I'll talk to you in a few hours when we record our next episode of the Utopia podcast.
Sounds good, Sean. Thank you.
Thanks, John. I love that. I love we're live and local tomorrow morning for 5 hours with Brandon Scott and John McClain. That's fun. It is Texans Mailbag Day on the Utopia Football Podcast. John and I recorded it yesterday. It dropped this morning. Lots of Lovie Smith questions, lots of Davis Mills questions, whole lot of stuff on the Utopia Football Podcast Mailbag episode, and we'll have a preview of the Dolphins game and just the week 12 slate in general dropping tomorrow, Thanksgiving morning. It's me and John McClain on the Utopia Football Podcast. That's Houtopia on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.